Even though today is the Feast of Christ the King, the readings are today taken from the normal Sunday of the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. And the epistle appointed to be read for this, the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Philippians. Brethren, be imitators of me, and mark those who walk after the pattern you have in us. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is ruin. Their God is the belly. Their glory is in their shame. They mind the things of earth. But our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly await a Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, who will refashion the body of our lowliness, conforming it to the body of his glory, by exerting the power by which he is also able to subject all things to himself. So then, my brethren, beloved and longed for, my joy and my crown, stand fast thus in the Lord, beloved. I entreat Evodia, and I exhort Syntyche to be of one mind in the Lord. And I beseech thee also, my loyal comrade, help them, for they have toiled with me in the gospel, as have Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Matthew. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, as Jesus was speaking to the crowds, behold, a ruler came up and worshipped him, saying, Lord, my daughter has just now died, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she will return to life. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. Now a woman who for 12 years had been suffering from hemorrhage came up behind him and touched the tassel of his cloak, saying to herself, if I but touch this cloak, I shall be saved. But Jesus, turning and seeing her, said, take courage, daughter, thy faith has saved thee. And the woman was restored to health from that moment. And when Jesus came to the ruler's house, he saw the flute players and the crowd making a din, and he said to them, begone, the girl is asleep, not dead. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the crowd had been put out, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this spread throughout all the district. Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, there are many things this morning that I wish to stress from the bulletin, because we are going to have a busy week this week and an important week. And I need to clarify several things that would be to everyone's benefit. First and foremost, today is the Feast of Christ the King. It's a central feast. And for us, since our monastery is dedicated to our Holy Christ the King, it is particularly singular. It is certainly evident that the kingship of Christ has been tortured and twisted and turned around to the extent that the majority of those whom we know, the majority of those in our world, you ask yourself, where is this kingdom? And you wonder sometimes who they are who belong to this kingdom. And so we struggle, all of us, and we pray, all of us, that the kingdom of Jesus Christ be maintained. I don't know that it is even that we can say restored in this world, I do not know whether that is the proper term to use or not. From all appearances, to speak of the restoration of the kingdom of Christ on this earth as he would like to have it, it's pretty hard to envision. And so we say, where is the kingdom of Jesus Christ? Primarily and foremost. And I think the only valid answer is that the kingdom of Jesus Christ is in the heart of each of us. And of those, wherever they may be, who see him in the same light and the same force that we do. May the kingdom of Jesus Christ be firmly established in each of us as it should be. Next Saturday is All Souls Day, and I encourage everyone who's picked up All Souls Day envelopes to somehow or other get them to us before next Saturday, though it doesn't have to be next Saturday, but it would be well if we did. Then we can put them, and we will put them whenever they arrive to us, on the altar, where they will remain next to the tabernacle until next year at this time. We have laid stress over the past years, actually, on the monastic home altars. The little monastic home chapels. There are many things that we would need to do. There are many things that we would like to do, but we can't do them because we don't live within reach of a church like we formerly did. And some of us have to travel great distances. Most of us, as a matter of fact, here, have to travel great distances simply to attend Mass on Sunday. So therefore, the little home chapels are our next best way of giving worship, due worship to God. Use them. Find a very nice spot in your home. Put up the little altar that you know that is available. And there, use it as you would a chapel. Go there to gain the indulgences, which I will speak of in a few moments about the totius quotius, that you can gain the indulgences there, regardless of who says otherwise. Not because I myself am now some kind of an authority, no. But I dare say it is only reasonable to assume that when something is impossible, that Almighty God will step in and make it possible. So we will work from that point. The adults should make a point of it to give proper example to the children in the household, and that they will use this spot, wherever it is located in your homes, in such a way that the children will learn early to reverence it. There will be catechism classes today, however, no catechism classes next Sunday because we will not be here. Father Francis and I will not be here. We'll be in Montgomery. Friday, November the 1st, is the Feast of All Saints, and is therefore a holy day of obligation. We are obliged to attend Mass on Friday. Again, let us keep it in mind what I have said, that for some of us this is quite impossible. Therefore, use the little chapel in your home and spend approximately an hour or more in special prayer and adoration. We can only do the best that we can, which comes from our good intention. Now, Friday, or rather Saturday, as you know, is a feast of, is a commemoration of Our Souls. And we normally go to the cemetery, to visit the cemetery and pay our respects to the dead. We have discussed it here back and forth, and for this year, we think that visiting the cemetery is probably the most convenient time this year to go on Friday, weather permitting. And after the 8 o'clock Mass on Friday, we will therefore visit the cemetery and pray for the dead. And the procession to the cemetery begins in the church here and will end in the church here. If we cannot go to the cemetery, then we will complete the ceremony here in the church. And following the procession to the cemetery, and Friday, of course, is the first Friday, we will begin our adoration of the Blessed Sacrament immediately after the procession to the cemetery. So Friday is going to be a busy day. Saturday, of course, is the commemoration of All Souls Day. It is not a holy day of obligation. I failed to mention a moment ago that since the Feast of All Saints, which is a holy day, is on Friday this year, meat may be eaten this coming Friday. We may have meat at all the meals on Friday this week. This morning, after the Leonine prayers, we will recite the act of consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is in today's bulletin, and that will be followed by the Litany of the Sacred Heart. We do not apologize that we do not have benediction today and music today. Again, I have to understand, and I put it in the first person singular, I have to understand that what is impossible is impossible. And we give honor and glory to God as best we can by accepting the impossibilities that come to us every single day. This is a big one. When God wants us to have all of the ceremonies that I, first person singular, that I feel we should have, then it is entirely up to God to see to it that we get them. But if God says no to me, then it is no. And there's not a thing that big me can do about it. So we will accept things as God gives them. And we will adore them, and we will love them. Now, in your bulletin today, we have the information concerning the heroic act of charity for the poor souls in purgatory. Anyone who makes this act charity to the souls in purgatory, it means that you or I or whoever willingly and freely give up totally, completely and absolutely every indulgence that you are capable of earning. You give up every indulgence that anybody who knows you and loves you offers up for your benefit, either in this life or in the next. And you give this completely to the souls in purgatory. You save absolutely nothing for yourselves. That's the heroic act. And if you make this act, You can gain a plenary indulgence for the souls in purgatory any time you attend Mass. This is a big indulgence. You can gain a plenary indulgence any time you attend Mass and receive Holy Communion. And you pray for the intentions of the Sovereign Pontiff. And that you make a regular confession, often. Doesn't mean you have to make it every week, but at least often and on a regular basis. The requirements are that we have to pray for the intention of the Sovereign Pontiff, regardless. So we recommend this act of charity very highly, and we praise it very highly. And I present it to you for your serious consideration for the souls in purgatory. There are few enough people who pray for the souls in purgatory. And all of us can ill afford not to be mindful of them, because we hope that one day, in God's providence, we will at least make it to purgatory. Looking at our own imperfections, that we will be grateful for this, regardless of the suffering that is involved. And only when we arrive there will we know just what kind of suffering is involved. Now we come to the totius quotius indulgence. The words totius quotius mean as many times as, or as simply as many as. Now, if you were close to a church, you would make as many visits as you have time to make. The time for this begins at noon on All Saints' Day and ends at midnight on All Souls' Day. And at each visit, you get a plenary indulgence each time you make a visit. I will repeat that. You will gain a plenary indulgence each time you make a visit that day. If you make the visit once, or 20 times, or 100 times, you gain 1, or 20, or 100 plenary indulgences that day for the souls in purgatory. And at each visit, you say 5 Our Fathers, 5 Hail Marys, and 5 Glory Be to the Fathers. And then you add an additional 1 Our Father, 1 Hail Mary, and 1 Glory Be to the Fathers, making a total of 6 altogether. And this, the one singular Our Father and Hail Mary and Glory Be is for the intention of the Pontiff. And that is listed here, what the intention of the Pontiff for the propagation of the faith, for the exaltation of the Church, for the uprooting of heresy, for the conversion of sinners, and the peace and accord among Christian nations and the other needs of Christianity. Those are the intentions. We must add that. That is, of course, you can leave it out if you want to, but you won't gain the plenary indulgence. So you add that in order to gain the plenary indulgence. Now comes the point for those who cannot come to church to make these visits. My beloved people, as I said a moment ago, we cannot do what is impossible. And we know very well and full well that Almighty God is merciful, is just and understanding. If you reasonably, it has to be reasonable, cannot come to church to do this, then it is my opinion, and I use it as an opinion, and I think my opinion is reasonable, I think it is, And that is that if you use your little home chapels in the same way that you would use a church if one was there for you to use, you can make your little visits there. And I would be willing to teach and to say that you will gain your plenary indulgences just as well right there as you would by going to church. There are many who will disagree with me, and I know it, but let them present a reasonable objection. We are dealing with a reasonable God. We're dealing with a just God. And we're dealing with a merciful God who understands everything. As I said a while ago, He will make impossible things possible. In the bulletin today also, on the last page, is the act of consecration of the human race, which we will recite after the Leonine prayers this morning. We have placed in the vestibule of the church, I had printed several kinds, or two or three kinds of postal cards. And we have placed those back there for you to take and to use. So if they run out, well, we will put some more out there, provided, of course, that you don't send them to everybody in the United States. We will certainly be happy to place these out there for your convenience. And we appreciate your using them. My beloved people, if you will now please kneel, I will give you a special blessing for this, the great feast of Christ the King.